From the beginning of his term, Paladino has been dueling with the current board minority bloc and says part of that was pointing out how bad the schools are.
Exposing the underbelly of the beast, getting people lit up. I mean, nobody knew there was a school board problem before I got on this board. I think we've awoken the community to the problems that the board has, and we've started on remedies for those dysfunctional problems.
The current problem is the district's chronically bad financial situation and a projected deficit.
Bring focus on the things that we're working on right now. This budget, solving the deficit, and especially in light of the pre-K to third grade class size resolution that we passed, we're fighting the forces of money right now, and that'll be resolved.
Paladino says a key project for the board majority is implementing school superintendent Kreiner Cash's educational bargain to build better schools, partly by resolving the long-running contract fight with the BTF.
The focus of the majority of the board has been and will continue to be the children. Along the way, yes, we think we have many good teachers, and they deserve a contract, and we're fighting to get a contract. But the methodology of the union leaders in trying to affect and break the majority on the board in order to get the contract that they want, okay, is unacceptable behavior.
The union has been strongly backing some candidates against the majority members. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.